This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is
Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on Old Dan, blazing the path of the hearts of sinners. And we're happy to have you folks with us. I'm remiss so many times in not telling you that. I'm happy you folks turned in. And I wish you'd holler back across the fence and say, come on, folks, the Old Trailblazer's on. Let's sit out here on the back porch and get a cup of coffee here in the cool and listen to the Old Trailblazer as he comes on. We're on all times of day and night, but you know what time we're on there where you live. And I would like to hear from some of you. And we have a magazine called The Voice of Truth, and it's got all those dates and times listed. If you write me or call me, I'll send it to you. Let me just give you my phone number here at the office. It's area code 225-664-8658. You write me or call me, and I'll send you that magazine with all of those schedules. And in our last study, we went back and read some of those verses that we had passed over in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. And we came down there to the 20th verse. The scripture says, by faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped leaning on the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandments concerning his bones. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. That's just a few verses we wanted to read there to you and get back into our study on the faith chapter, the 11th chapter of Hebrews. And we were looking there in our last study how that you can trust the Lord. The Lord will give you faith to trust him, faith to walk with him. And then we saw that verse where it says others were tortured, not accepting deliverance. We had gone back there in our study or two, talking about those who had been made martyrs. And this is what the scripture said. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance. No. And listen, in the 35th verse, not accepting deliverance. Paul knew from experience what he was writing about, because according to Acts 8:13 or 8:3 and Acts 9:1, he had taken a great part in afflicting torture upon the saints of God. Mr. Paul, Brother Paul. And now, according to 2 Corinthians 11:24, he was sharing the torture with these. The word torture here signifies that these saints were placed on a rack and their joints were pulled out of their sockets with one purpose in mind, to make them recant, and give up, to say, I didn't mean it. That's what recants mean. Now, that's torture, my friend, accepting torture before deliverance. In other words, they put them on a rack, stretched them out on a rack, tie ropes around their waist and ankles and put a pulley around them and begin to wind up that pulley and tighten these ropes until their arm sockets and their leg sockets would be pulled and their feet would be pulled out of the joints. And listen, my friend, and their hips, just keep tightening those ropes. Listen, oh, my friend, they cried out, will you recant? Will you give up what you preaching, like Brother John Bunyan? Will you give up Christ, they said? Will you recant? Will you say there's nothing to him? I was a fool. I didn't know. If you do, we'll let you go. That's what they said. We'll let you go. And there's nothing to it. Just say there's nothing to Christ, and we'll let you go. And these, he said here, listen, by faith. By what? By faith. By faith, others were tortured, not accepting deliverance. They'd say, I can't. Paul did that thing. He said, Saul, I can't. Why can't you? He's a living Christ. He's a living Christ. That's what we're doing here. We're preaching Christ. I have folks write me, and they say, Trailblazer, what do you preach? What do y'all preach? I said, we preach Christ. Christ, a living reality. We have a booklet by that title, Christ, a Living Reality. And if you'd write me, I'll be glad to send it to you, free and postpaid. And the Bible says, preach the gospel. That's what we do here. And I have a mission statement here I'd like to send you on what we most surely believe. Maybe you don't know what the Old Trailblazer is all about. And some folks think I'm a kook, and maybe I am. But listen, they would say, he's the living Christ. He's not in the tomb. He's alive. He lives in my heart. That's what they say. Well, you'll die. That's what they say. You're going to die. You're going to die. And a lot of them did die. And listen, they say, well, go ahead and kill me. I'll go be with the Lord. I'll go be with him. And many of them died. They pulled their legs and arms from their bodies, killed them right there on that torture rack because they would not accept deliverance. Now, my friend, Have you ever thought about this? I don't know if you and I, you know, the Lord would have to give us special grace to do that, but we don't suffer like that today, do we? No, we don't suffer. No, we don't suffer at all. I tell our folks here, we don't suffer. No, we don't suffer at all. And but they did. They did. And now, I wonder if you have any faith at all. Do you? Is Christ real to you? Is Christ that glorious to you? Would you lay there on the rack and be pulled to pieces before you'd give up, not accepting deliverance? Now, it takes faith to do that. I can't say whether I could handle that or not. Faith is a revealed will of God in Christ. He's mine, you say. He's mine. I know I'm a recipient of that covenant of grace, and I'm in Him. He's in me. I can't deny Him. I can't deny Him. He and I are one, bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh. How can I deny Him? Oh, listen, one of the old divines said, the torture was so intense until He did recant. Oh, listen now, sit up and listen. The torture was so intense that He did recant. And then He became so ashamed and so convicted, He went back to preaching. They had told Him, if you just quit preaching. So He gave up. He said, I'm ashamed of being preaching and all that. So He gave up. And the Lord convicted Him. Then He went back to preaching. And they said, okay, brother. Okay, mister. We're going to burn you at the stake. And He said, come on. Come on, burn me. I can't accept it. And when they tied Him to the post and set Him on fire, built a fire around Him to burn Him to death, the hand that wrote that recanting statement denying Christ, it is said that He hung that hand in the fire and said to that hand, burn, you cursed thing, burn. Writing that recant denying the blessed Lord that saved me, go ahead and burn. Oh, my friend, what grace. What grace. I mentioned to you in our last study or two that we have the book here, Martyrs and Mirrors, and we have Fox's Book of Martyrs. Both of those, if you write me, I'll quote you a price on each one of them, and it'll tell you of those who gave up their lives for the gospel. Gave up their lives for the gospel. Like that woman I told you in the story of Mary Bunyan, John Bunyan's daughter, blind daughter. This woman there in England took those preachers and pastors in and hid them. And they found out about it. And they dragged her down the street, drove a stake in the ground and tied her to it and burned her at the stake. Now, my friend, oh, listen, we've lived in such a shallow religious profession for years now, until men and women know nothing about suffering for Christ. They don't. The average church member knows nothing about it, have no concept of the reality of Christ, and know nothing of what those old saints of God went through. And I've said, listen, this ministry here, I've told my congregation several times, with the way things are going now, the conditions of the world, conditions of this our lives, see, we don't know what's going on over there in those countries now, in those Asian countries. Oh, my friend, I tell you, but if we live long, much longer, I don't know if I'll ever see it or not, but maybe if you're young, you may see it come to where they'll roust you out of your house and burn you at a stake. You better be ready. You better ask the Lord to give you grace to do that. Well, I won't do that. I won't. No, no, no. I might be hauled out of my pulpit next Sunday morning. You just can't tell, folks. But if the Lord comes, we won't have to do that. The word torture here signifies that these saints were placed there and pulled their joints, their arms and legs, pulled out of their sockets when they wouldn't accept deliverance. Now, that's the price of apostasy. That is, they had to choose of the saying that Christ is the Son of God, is not the Son of God. Christ is not Lord. They had to say that. It meant something to be baptized in those days. Baptism meant in those days, it doesn't mean what it is today. Back then, many of the old Puritan preachers and the reformists, they had to go in the top of barns and hide and preach in the dark. You ought to read some of those stories. I have many of those books here in the bookstore, in the catalog, if you write me, where they went in the top of a barn and preached in the dark to keep those folks from coming and pulling them out and burning them at the stake. But listen, it doesn't mean anything now, does it? No, it doesn't mean anything. To be baptized in those days, it meant that you crowned Christ Lord. You became identified with him. And now we have this flimsy stuff today preached around. Well, just trust Jesus. Come on down to the front and trust Jesus and then go on about your business and live like the devil. You're okay. You're all right. Oh, my friend, just trust him. Just trust him. Now you're all right. Doesn't mean a thing in this world. Oh, how many funerals have I been to where the individual preached a funeral, conducted a funeral, and this individual laying there, going on somewhere, and this pastor would say, well, you know, old Joe, one time made a decision for Jesus, and he got off into the world and went off into fornication and lust and all of those things. But before he got down sick, he come back to the church and made a new, rededicated his life. And now I believe he's in heaven. My friend, that fella don't know what he's... He doesn't know straight up from leaning over. I'll tell you the truth. He doesn't know straight up from leaning over. But listen, does the Lord command your life? Does he rule your life? Do you bow and think about the Lord? Think of him as Lord? Listen, you can't know him as Savior until you know him as Lord. And if that's what baptism meant in those days to those early disciples, and brother, that's the reason they knew that when they were baptized, if they escaped death, it would be a miracle because they crowned Christ Lord. Baptism to them, to the world, meant they had crowned Christ Lord instead of Caesar. All right, listen. The real test here was what did the saints of God prize most highly? Did they prize the present comfort of their bodies or the eternal interest of their soul? Every individual faces that one question. Let me ask you, which do you esteem more highly, your body or your soul? The Bible says in one place, I fear not. Fear not them which kill the body, but is not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body. Matthew 10:28. We'll look at that a little more in our next study. Our time's running short. Now, are you enjoying these studies, my friend? Do you appreciate the old trailblazer being true to your soul? I ask you oftentimes, has someone ever been true to your soul? I'm going to be true to you if it takes a hide off. I am. I'm not a popular preacher. No, man, I'm not popular. I'm considered a doom and gloom preacher. I'm not, but they consider me that. They consider me an old kook. I'm not, but they consider me that. But I'd rather be a kook for Christ's sake, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you rather be a kook for Christ's sake? And my friend, is so great to be able to sit here behind this microphone in this little old studio and bring you Thus Saith the Lord time after time. And I asked you to help me get out the gospel. We're sending these messages out all over the country, all over the world. And if you would, just help me with the broadcast. I appreciate it. And then write me, let me hear from you, and pray for me. Pray for the old trailblazer as we go out day by day bringing the gospel out. And then we could use your help right now a little bit. We could use your help getting out the gospel. And it's grace to know the Lord by faith. Oh, the faith that the Lord gives. It's not a little spurious faith. Well, I trusted Jesus. No, it's not that. No, sir. No, ma'am. It's looking to the Lord day by day. Looking to the Lord when things are going right. Looking to the Lord when things are not going right. But this is the old trailblazer. Goodbye and God bless you.